You're with SBS Radio.
We know that kids today are growing up in two worlds, an online world and then the real world. And for many parents, including Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander parents and families, trying to keep kids safe online can be a real challenge. And we at the eSafety Office also understand that there is not just a one-size-fits-all set of materials and resources we want to give parents. It's really important to understand different cultural contexts and how certain communities use that technology. So we're really excited to have worked with an Aboriginal company called 33 Creative to develop a whole new range of materials called Keep Our Mob Safe Online.
And how does this app work? How do kids stay safe? Is it like a kind of parental guidance kind of thing that allows them to browse these, put some restrictions on what they can see or what they cannot see? How does it work?
Right. Well, for the Keep Our Mob Safe Online, parents and family members, elders, aunties can go to esafety.gov.au and you can download the resources. We also have an app called Your Online Journey, and that's designed to help keep your mob safe online, and it has very low data usage, so that for those in rural and remote areas where bandwidth may be limited or may be expensive, it's easy to get the information. And finally, we have a youth-focused classroom resource called Be Deadly Online, which was developed by the Indigenous community for the Indigenous community, and it's a wonderful resource to help young people tackle online issues like sexting, cyberbullying, and their digital footprint. You know, the other important thing to know is that for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, they are active online users, and at the last census, nearly 72% of Indigenous households nationally were accessing the internet. But we also know that 88% of Indigenous people online have seen examples of racism. And of course, this can have tremendous impacts on a person's mental well-being, their identity, and can have impacts into their real lives as well.
Yeah, this is a question I was going to come to, because when I was saying, well, as an eSafety organization, you look at statistics about things like hate crime and kind of threats and vulnerabilities are built into the system. Besides this exposure to racism, what other threats or other issues would Indigenous people come across while browsing the internet?
Australia-wide, we know that 1 in 5 Australian children has been cyberbullied online, and this is even higher for Indigenous youth. We also know that sexting is becoming a much more, routinized or regular courtship ritual. So we know, whereas the broader Australian population, 1 in 5 has been impacted by image-based abuse, which is the sharing of intimate or nude images without someone's consent. In the Indigenous community, it's even more substantial. So 1 in 4 Indigenous or Torres Strait Islander people has experienced image-based abuse. So the education and the prevention up front is really, really important. We know that technology is going to continue to be part of their everyday lives, and we want to help young people and old be able to navigate the online world safely. So what we're also encouraging through our Keep Our Mob Safe Online is just to have parents, aunties, elders, and others start the chat with their kids. Talk to them about what they're doing online. Be as engaged in their online lives as they are their everyday lives. Technology is here to stay, and we want to make sure that people are experiencing the benefits and not just the pitfalls.
Yeah, I know, because in remote areas, online tools are basically sometimes the only tools available for education, for health, and other forms of engaging with the rest of the community and education. Now, One thing that came to my mind is the tool has been developed, and how is it going to be made accessible to the public? Is it going to be through schools or workplaces? How is it going to be?
That's right. Well, in addition to being able just to download it for free online, the company that we're working with, 33 Creative, has made sure that these are going to be distributed to schools, to land councils, to libraries, and other organizations that parents might be regularly visiting, to provide them with the tools and tips to start that chat with the kids that I just discussed. And so there'll be an information booklet that will be going out. And again, the great thing about having these online is they're available at any time. We've got videos, we've got podcasts. Different people like to take in information in different ways. And so hopefully there's something for everyone with these resources and materials.
Yeah. Can you give us the website so that we can already put the word out there, so people can start already browsing and looking for this tool that will help them actually navigate
Absolutely.
The web safely?
So go to esafety.gov.au and look for the hashtag Keep Our Mob Safe Online.
And that's the name of the tool, Keep Our Mob Safe Online.
Keep Our Mob Safe Online. And it's the eSafety Commission at esafety.gov.au.
Okay. And this is available nationwide. It's not specific to any state. It's right across Australia.
This is a national website. The eSafety Commission is the only government regulatory agency in the world that solely looks after the online safety of its citizens. And there is a special section for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples because we want to make sure that the content is developed with the community, for the community, and uses, the right cultural context to make sure that it's really useful for those that wish to use these resources.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.